Every death feels like a tragedy to the ego. And the human ego is how we got ourselves here. But the soul is different and understands death to be the awakening of a new perception. So in the end, the earth will survive. That much is true. It will just be the humans that die. So it's up to the humans to decide. Will we die or will we survive? Our sacred mother will heal and continue to foster life, whether or not we treat her right. It will only be us who truly dies. And who wants to take that billionaire spaceship ride? So when we cry for her, we're really crying for our own life. It's our time to decide, do we walk left or do we walk right? It's our time to decide about this life. It's about time we decide.
Tick tock goes the cosmic clock. You only live, only love, only live what you want. Breathe deep, the air intoxicates. You take it by the bottle. Flip a nigga, double down. Cash, chip, scattered gold. Suck the marrow from the bone. Raise the stakes, he'll roll the dice.
That song, that ain't so bad right there, eh?
You know what? By hearing this song and judging this song to its character, you would have no idea that the actual wrestler that for the theme that this is for is totally freaking mid. You know what I mean? You would think that this track would just be like, yeah, just a badass.
Like, dude, if Batista came out to this song,
yeah,
he would make that song.
Absolutely, man. Corbin. Before we go any further, I do want to give a shout out to to someone before I forget, because I always forget, to my nephew Shane and Silas. My dad is actually teaching one of them how to. I think it's Shane. No, Silas is. He's teaching Silas how to drive right now.
Oh, really?
On the road right now.
Right on,
so,
man.
Yeah.
Right on.
So. Make sure to swerve hard left.
Swerve hard. Don't forget those Modelos.
Absolutely.
Always keep one in the car.
Crack a few little road beers.
Enjoy that.
Absolutely.
And only take left turns.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is the that's the advice I bring to the table. Baron Corbin. All right, let's move away from Baron Corbin for a half second.
Nah, right, let's stay with Corbin.
What am I doing?
What am I doing? I'm getting a Corbin tat. You know what I mean?
That is a hard rocking track right there. I'm gonna find out who sings that. Maybe one day.
I'm gonna guess Rob Zombie.
Speaking of Rob Zombie.
Ooh.
What the heck?
Ooh.
He wrote this too.
Dang.
Because whether you like it or not, coming at you right here, right now. This is the weather, whether you like it or not. This is the weather. Whether you like it or not, coming at you right here, right now. Well, I hope everyone enjoyed Halloween. That turned out all right. How was the kids' Halloween there, Tom?
It was nice, man. You know what? Actually, to compare it to last year, because last year was like freaking cold last year. I don't know if you remember that.
Right.
And so we had like maybe barely any kids. And so the place I'm living at now, the first year I lived there, it was the first time I ever was handing out candy at my own place. Because I always lived in like an apartment and stuff.
Right.
And so the first year I was like, I don't know how much candy I need to give away here. So I bought like one box and it was gone like within a half hour.
Oh.
So then last year I was like, screw it, I'm going all out. I'm buying candy. Each time I get paid, I'm devoting like a nice portion of that to candy.
Nice.
So I had like boxes of candy in my closet, man. And then it ended up being like really cold.
Yeah.
And about five kids came. And I, at the end of the day, I had like these big boxes of candy. I had none left. So what I ended up doing this year, I was like, okay, I'm going to buy a few and then we'll see how it goes. And that actually went really well.
Right on.
Because the weather was nice.
Do you count your kids like that come to the door like other people do?
Nah, not really.
Me neither.
That's a lot of math.
Yeah, a lot of people are like, I have exactly 36 kids, you know?
It's like, what does that do?
Yeah. I don't care.
You know what I mean? Like, are you like some sort of statistician
I'm
or
like,
what?
I'm like, quit talking to me.
Yeah.
That's what I say when people
Who are
talking.
You?
Who are you? Truly, who are you?
Where am I?
They're like, sir, what do you want from Tim Hortons? I'm like, who are you?
Who are you?
I'm like, shh. And they're like, sir, can you just keep drive ahead, please?
Sir, put your pants back on. No.
No. All right. Speaking of weather, though.
Yeah.
We got some weather coming up this week. Let me tell you about it. Tonight, periods of drizzle, change of the showers this afternoon.
Drizzle.
It was a little wet this morning, as a matter of fact.
Wet.
Rain. Amount 10 to 15 millimeters. Tonight, low of +4, which isn't too shabby.
Moist.
Monday, cloudy skies, 40% chance of showers in the morning. Foggy patches in the morning, as a matter of fact. I was going to say Poggy Fatches, which is a guy I used to know. He used to play the clarinet.
Cool.
Anyways, high of 7, clearing with a low of -6 at the nighttime. Tuesday, sun in the sky with high of 6 and a low of -4.
Dang.
Wednesday, cloudy skies with high of +3 and a low of -3.
Oof.
Thursday, sun in the sky with high of 6 and a low of -3. Friday, sunny with a high of 8 and a low of -1. And then Saturday, sun again with a high of 9.
Ooh.
And a low yet to be determined.
Beautiful.
So it looks like end of the week looks pretty sunny. Loving that. You got midway through it with Wednesday. Looks like a little bit of cloud in the air, but I mean, that's not too bad.
Mm-hmm.
As long as it doesn't bring the rain or the snow, then I think we're happy about it. I'm just going to be a little wet in the beginning of the week. So, that's that.
And as we always say here at the Medicine Wheel of Music, we like it wet.
We like it very soaking. Very soaking. That is English that I skipped that. I skipped a lot of English back
then. I can tell, man.
What?
I can tell.
We're sitting at about 8 degrees. It is 11:12 here in the studio anyways. I don't know where you are. But that has been your weather, whether you like it or not.
There he is.
We're back.
There he is.
I was trying to find... we should just dedicate the rest of the show to Baron Corbin.
Oh, dude. You got me started. You got me started on the Corbin train, baby. And there's no stopping it. There's no other stops scheduled in this schedule for in the Corbin train, because it just keeps on going.
Okay. Yeah, English. Yeah, that's right. Stop.
Oh.
Check this out.
Is this
Baron Carbon?
Was that his most recent song?
I don't know if it is, actually. This was put on probably a year ago.
Okay.
It's called Burn the Ships.
I mean,
if I had to compare it to the other one, though, I mean,
this one's not.
This one doesn't even compare, actually. Yeah.
I mean, it. The reason why I don't know it is because, I mean, he hasn't even been on TV for the longest time.
Yeah, just dark matches.
Yeah.
Wearing a black shirt the whole time.
Yeah.
And it's just the bum. Let's be honest. I mean, we're dedicating the show to a bum. All right? A big bald bum. All right? Named Baron Corbin. Yeah. All right. Tony, I wanted to play a little bit of...
A game.
A little bit of a game with you.
Game.
It's a little segment I want to call Open Tabs.
Oh, God.
All right, now what we're going to do in this game right now, real quick, it won't be long, but we're going to go on our phones.
Oh, man.
All right, which is, you know, right then and there, it makes you uneasy, right?
All right, okay, you got me already, okay? You got me, fine. What do you want? What do you want to know?
Listen, no, I'm not the cops, I'm not the FBI, I'm not nobody. We don't want to search your phone. We want the information from you, as a matter of fact. I won't look at your phone, you only look at your phone.
Right? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, all right, don't worry.
What do you want to know?
All right, okay. What we want to know. What we want to know is some of the open tabs that you have. All right? We want to know what you have open, why they were discarded, why you kept them, what exactly are they all about, and will you go back to them, I guess, eventually.
All right? So
give me a few of those open tabs real quick, Tone. Let's see what's rolling around in that phone of yours, okay?
So I wish I could say that my tabs that I currently have open on my iPhone 16 Plus are a little bit more, you know, enthralling. A little bit more interesting.
It's a lot of politics, isn't it?
Unfortunately, it involves a lot of the War of 1812.
Okay. Like multiple tabs?
And also the transition from the Roman Republic to the Roman Empire.
Okay.
So,
well, that's on all of our phones.
And then also the split between the Holy Roman Empire, the Western Roman Empire, and the Eastern Roman Empire. So
you have a lot, really?
No.
No.
I mainly use...
You got a lot of big brains out there, though, eh, Tone? I mean, let's be honest. You look up stuff that I've never... I mean, I've never typed that into my phone ever in my life.
Actually, you know what?
The Roman Empire.
I recently watched a video on why the Civil War started, like the build-up to it.
Uh-huh.
And I had no idea. I thought it was just like, you know...
Thanos and stuff, right?
The what?
Thanos, Deadpool.
Not the Avengers Civil War, which is also equally as important as the American Civil War.
Oh.
But the build-up to that one...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, involved a lot of states' rights and all that kind of stuff.
Fair enough.
I don't want to get you too hard there, Jess, of the subject of the Civil War. But... currently, what I use for my browsing on my iPhone is just the Safari. I used to always just use the Chrome, but I was like, there seems to be a lot more features that the Safari has on the iPhone that, you know, kind of is more catered towards the iPhone users, because it is an Apple product. You know, Safari is.
Yep.
So I always use Safari, and what I currently have open, I have 6 tabs currently open right now.
That's it?
Yeah, just 6.
Dude.
Yeah.
I'm ridiculous.
Don't tell me you have... How much do you have... Okay, just give me the number of how much you have open.
I don't even want to say it.
Just say it, please.
I got 51 tabs open.
God damn! What do you need 51 tabs for?
Well, listen, there's a lot of things that I like to go back to.
My God, man.
And just look...
I mean, can I ask you something, Jess?
No.
Can I ask you something?
No, you can stop there.
What's wrong with you?
Here's the point of the segment. I'm assuming everyone has as many tabs as I do.
I don't know about that, man. I don't know about that. You might be in the top 1 percentile.
You know, I've been called that. I've been told that a lot, actually. Yeah. That I'm the 1 percentile. I don't know if this is a good one, though.
No, definitely not.
No, all right. I got 51 tabs open.
Okay, mine will be quick. Let me go run through yours.
I'm going to run. Yeah. This is going to take a couple days.
And mine are really boring. Okay, so
Come on. They can't be that bad.
Yeah, so I play Wordle every day.
All right, Wordle.
So one of them, like the top.
Isn't that a Pokemon?
So the top. No, that's Squirtle.
Ah.
This is Wordle. Okay. So this one is the game, you know, the New York Times game, Wordle. Myself, my wife, and a friend of ours plays it, so we share with each other daily. And there's a Canadian version called Knuckle.
Okay.
That is essentially the same thing as Wordle, but it relates to Canadian words and Canadian stuff or whatever, you know?
Is that even necessary, dude? Like, if we had a Canadian version of every U.S. app...
Yeah.
Like, what is the sense of that?
I mean, also because there's Canadian English and American English, so sure, there's different spellings.
So
and stuff.
Close, though. All right.
I don't know.
Anyways, let's move on.
So, and then I also have two tabs dedicated to two parcels that I'm getting today, both by DHL.
Okay.
Because I bought these things off of eBay, and they both relate to what we're wearing currently right now.
Yes.
You have a Blackhawk sweater.
Yes, I sure
and
do.
And I have another Blackhawk sweater on as well. So I ordered another Blackhawks jersey that I actually been really trying to find for the longest time.
Of who?
Of Evander Kane, Patrick Kane. It's from their, I think it's their stadium series I think they had like back in like 2013, 2014.
Okay.
It's actually a really, really rare jersey that I actually was able to find. And then the other thing I have...
And you got it, though.
I got coming. It. Yeah,
nice. Okay, good for you. Right on.
And then I have like a St. Patrick's Blackhawks hat.
Cool.
I've been kind of like on a Blackhawks run lately. I don't know why.
Why not?
It was because of like Bedard, you know?
Yeah.
I really like
just jumping on that train, eh?
Yeah. And another one I have on, or I have open is, I mentioned it earlier, Real Sports, which is a store in Toronto, with the retirement of Vince Carter's jersey yesterday.
Yes.
Which we should probably talk a little bit about that.
I'm down with that.
Yeah. So they were selling like a replica banner of his that they retired in the rafters.
Okay.
And so I was like, oh, how much that is. Maybe I'll pick it up, whatever. So I have that open. And then also have just a regular, good old-fashioned American Google search page open.
Okay.
Just for potential searches, I might come across the old noggin.
Okay.
You know, so that's
so
it.
So you just keep it open in case you want to...
Just in case. Usually it's a Wikipedia page I have open on something I'm just interested in learning about, you know?
Do you go to Google in order to punch something in, or do you just type into the search bar in the top in the first place?
I go to Google.
Do you? Yeah. Why?
The only thing that I'll...
What's different?
The only thing that I'll go straight into the search bar for is like when I'm searching for a package, I'll go CPC tracking,
okay,
which is Canada Post, or UPS tracking.
Do you find more when you go into Google and go through that way, that extra step of going to Google and searching as opposed to just searching in the search bar?
Sometimes, yeah.
Really, eh?
Yeah.
That's something I'm...
I think it's just a habit of that I do.
Really?
You know, so.
All right.
So let's go through your 300 tabs that you have.
So first of all, dude, you're exaggerating a little bit.
Okay,
all
right.
All right, I got 51 tabs open.
I thought it was 52. What happened to that last one that you were talking about?
I can't talk about that one.
Okay.
No, it was always 51. I mean, I got some... These are just pages I keep open just to...
How to be a dad.
One day. What does baby crying mean? What does it do? There's a bunch of different things that I have open here, man. I mean... I don't know. Do I start from the top here? I mean...
Yeah, let's just go through the most...
Well, I gotta...
Let's go through the weirdest one you had.
The weirdest one?
Yeah.
All right. Let me look around a little bit. I got this one that's open. Now, some of these I haven't even seen in forever.
Okay.
So, I mean, this one right here...
I didn't know that...
Gizmodo.
I had no idea that many tabs could be opened up, by the way. I thought there was like a limit.
I don't know what this one is about. It's about robots. Robots make a hell of a friend here. I don't know what this means.
That's
AMP is a pretty engaging sci-fi short written, directed, blah, blah, where a world where giant robots can be your best friend and giant robot dogs can be your worst enemy. The dystopian war where technology is awesome. So it's about a short movie, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
So, but before that, I searched up, can you cryogenically freeze a person twice?
I don't think you can even do it once.
Well, I think we've known that you can do it once, can't you? But can they wake up and then you refreeze them, I guess, is what I wanted to know. I mean, I don't know what I'm going to do with that information. I'll be honest. Yet. Like, were
you,
anyways.
Like, were you planning on getting frozen? Or
well, you know,
were
it's,
you
it's, such an you know, it's such an interesting topic in the first place yeah. where I was just that, I was just searching random things on it. Where can I be cryogenically frozen? You know what I mean? So I was talking about a BC man, signs his first of a kind Canadian cryonic contract here. Keegan McIntosh signed a contract with Lifespan Society of BC to preserve his body after death. You know what I mean? So it's just it was just an interesting piece of information. That's
you know,
all really
you
was.
Know, they haven't actually done that yet with people. They haven't cryogenically frozen people any yet.
These are all just contracts that have been signed.
Well, I don't know if it's like contracts yet, but like in terms of like freezing someone and bringing them back, like that.
Yeah, they haven't brought
yet.
Back.
Yeah. So,
but
like,
people are frozen. Right
one
now.
Of the things that they the scientists are like studying through is like how frogs can do it.
Yeah.
Because frogs freeze. During wintertime.
Right. We're trying to figure that out, right?
And then when they come back, because it has something to do with the blood, when the blood freezes up, because how do you unthaw all the blood in your body, right?
Right.
And then not have clumps in there where you get, you know, get a blood clot or something like that, right? A bumba clot!
Yeah.
Exactly. You know what I mean? So,
yeah. So, I mean, they haven't figured that out yet.
They haven't figured it out yet.
Let's get to
Once
it.
Once they do, though, I'll let you know.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah.
Look at this one here. 7 eras of music. Another interesting topic that I looked up one day. I was curious to, like, music in general, like, the beginning of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The beginning of it.
Yeah.
Like, we are here right now. Like, yeah. Well, I was talking about how we used to listen. Back in the day, it was always classical. You know what I mean? And there was never really anything else going on.
No.
Not in that one country anyways. But then you go to other countries, they have their own stuff that was going on, right?
Right.
7 eras of musical of music. There's medieval, renaissance, baroque or baroque or whatever it is.
Baroque, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Romantic, modernist, postmodernist. We're in the postmodernist now, right?
We're in postmodern?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
then what's after postmodern?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, that's what they're considering it, postmodern. Like, we've passed modern already.
What was modern, though? Like, what was the...
What is... all right, let me... I mean, I can check it out real like, quick. 7 eras of music. This is all just 7 eras of classical music here.
Yeah. Have you heard of, like... do you know what the Younger Dryas is?
No, what is that?
The Younger Dryas effect or event was, like, a cataclysmic event that happened probably about 12 to 11,000 years ago. And so they kind of talked about how... the last ice age was kind of like that.
Okay.
Where the atmosphere or the weather on the earth was like significantly, like the temperature was a lot cooler.
Mm-hmm.
So they theorized that that was an end of a certain age of humans. And then this cataclysmic event happened and we kind of had to start all over again.
Right.
With like the pyramids apparently are a lot much, and especially the Sphinx is a lot older than we think it is.
So it survived that event?
Yeah, they think that it survived that because the Sahara Desert apparently used to be what the rainforest is now. Like, it
right.
used to be this lush environment.
I've
and
heard
everything,
that.
You know, and they also think that it has something to do with like the polar caps. Like they have like the magnetic fields, so they kind of think that maybe something to do with like, because they reverse sometimes, they'll go into different
right
you know positions. So then so why I'm saying that is I wonder what music was before that,
like right
the humans of that time before this cataclysmic event, you know what I mean? Because they think that like that those humans at that time, how they built the pyramid and everything was through frequencies. Because with frequencies, you can, use certain frequencies to like break stuff or apparently levitate stuff. You know, so I don't know.
And were they using it musically in some way, shape, or form?
Possibly. Apparently, like one of the pyramids in Central America, like you know the Aztecs and all that stuff, like they have their own pyramids there. There's a certain pyramid there where if you're standing like at a certain angle and you clap, you can hear a sound from the top of that pyramid, and it creates a certain like sound that sounds like a bird that they worshipped.
Whoa.
So they think that people at that time, if there was thousands and tens of thousands of those people making that same, at the same time making that noise, like what did it do? Like did it make stuff levitate from that pyramid or
right using the frequency?
Yeah,
that's really interesting. Yeah, I've never even heard about that.
Yeah.
that hand clap and stuff, that is
it's a lot of stuff I watch before I go to bed.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, these are exactly why I have 51 tabs open. these thoughts here, but yeah, you just get rid of them. Yeah. See, I keep the page open and I just start a new page all the time.
Yeah.
But these are exactly what I'm doing too, where it's just like you get these wild ideas, you look them up a little bit, you educate yourself a little, and then you just move on to another page where you're like, all right, X, see you later. That never existed anymore.
Yeah.
And now you have to be reminded about it again and be like, oh yeah, I do know about that, you know?
Yeah.
What did the humans sound like? And then afterwards, now you have to figure out, now music starts again after that cut. Califragilistic expialidocious event. What did that sound like? Did they go right to the guitar?
Because that cataclysmic event thing I'm talking about, like, that's why so many cultures throughout the world all have like the same flooding event.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm. Like in the Bible, even First Nations, you know, stories have some sort of flooding event.
Mm.
You know. So then there's,
I don't hear about those very often.
Yeah.
Right? That's weird.
Like even in India, like there's cultures that talk about flooding and all that stuff. So
Which is all essentially the same flood that they're talking about.
Yeah.
So it could
have been that whole cataclysmic Younger Dryas thing.
Hmm.
You know? Where pretty much human society is reset, you know?
Dude.
Yeah.
Are we close to ours though?
Probably, man. That's why we gotta vote in
Trump.
Stay
tuned. He's going to stop it.
He's going to stop the cataclysmic event.
There will be no end. I promise, no end. Not in our life. Not in the next life. All right, what else do I got here? 90 cartoons that were ahead of their time. Something I looked up. 90s cartoons.
Yeah.
Sometimes I like to look up the past cartoons and just see what lasted only a season or two and see if they were any good. And why would they not last another season or two?
Right.
Maybe it's just viewership, obviously, but maybe they just had things that kind of went over people's heads and they were a little ahead of their time. That's all it was. There was this one show that I came across. It was called Fish Police. Damn, I can't remember who was a part of it, but it actually had like somewhat of a stacked cast on it. And I was like, oh, dude, that's pretty cool. Just the way that, I don't know, there's a lot of different shows.
Sort of like Freaks and Geeks? Freaks and Geeks?
Something like that. I mean, this was an animated one, but I mean, very much like that, where, you know, last one season, that's it.
Like a lot of talent on that one.
A lot of
show.
Talent. Yeah. Oh, there was a lot of talent. Everyone kind of blew up from that thing, too, right? Yeah. I mean, there's a bunch of different random stuff in here, man. But I mean, I got 51 tabs of it, all right?
You could probably close a few of those, Jess.
No need here.
Like, I don't know if you're going to go back to any of these things.
I got one about the Suku Monte tribe. You know who they are?
No idea.
Lost Pygmy tribe. Discovered Indonesia.
Oh, yes.
But I don't know if they're real or not.
Is that the one where there was like a Christian guy, missionary, who tried to go there and then they ended up like killing him and eating him or something?
I think that's a different tribe, to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah. This one, they look at the pictures of this thing. They're like all covered in black hair and stuff. What I think they are, though, is literally just people dressing up like this for TikTok just to get clicks and views.
Right.
That's what I think anyways, because they're like dancing to music and stuff. And it's just like, you're a tribe that's uncivilized and you're like dancing to Taylor Swift or something. What's going on here?
Pygmies. Yeah.
Cool name.
Where are they?
So I mean that's enough for today. All right. I mean I have 100 more.
We have to dedicate a full show to like your tabs that are
open. We could just do a segment of it every other show and just
You had one other thing that you wanted to do where you want to go through like your most recent Google searches.
Yeah, I was gonna say like top 10 Google searches or what's your recent Google search?
So I'll go through my top 5 just quickly here.
All right, sure. Let me get to Google real quick and I'll see what's going on. It's been a while since.
Absolutely.
Go ahead. Play
that next. It's been a while, by the way.
It's been a while. Yeah, I'll just sing it.
So daylight savings time, I had fired up there the first one in the morning because I was unsure if it was today or like next week or something.
Yeah.
Turns out it is.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We're now living in the past because clocks went back an hour.
People say I'm doing that all the time.
Yeah.
Man. Just because I'm listening to things like Stained and Creed.
So currently right now, we should be at 12:30.
Yeah.
But we're living in the past now. And then after that was real sports, because like I mentioned, the Vince Carter thing. And then after that was Sabrina Carpenter, because I... Because
she's ugly.
I think she's my eyes like her.
Okay, yeah, but the rest of you doesn't.
No, just The eyes.
Just the eyes.
J.D. Bunkus read it. J.D. Bunkus is a podcaster who does a lot of Leafs content. Of course, I'm a big Leafs fan, wearing a Blackhawks jersey. And then Riley Green, he's a country artist who actually I bought his just his new CD that came out just in last month sometime. And I actually got around to finally listening it over this past weekend, fired up in the old Vukalai drive. And I got to tell you, man, it might crack my top 10 albums of the year. So,
oh, really? Yeah. Eh? Just a sneak preview of the end of the year top 10.
That's only like a couple weeks away, man.
Really, it's insane.
Yeah.
And now that we have this staggered schedule, it's going to be even sooner.
Absolutely.
All right. I have a couple here. Nothing too crazy, to be honest. Sing 2 cast. I'm watching a lot of Sing nowadays because the kid loves Sing.
Yeah.
I can't wait for Sing 3, to be honest, now that I've seen this thing so many times.
Is there going
to
be a Sing 3?
Yeah. I think it's coming out in like 2026, though. So hold your horses. Just keep watching the Sing stuff until then.
Yep.
Help my baby's temperature. She had a thing yesterday. Jimmy Dore. I didn't know who that was, so I searched him up. Political comedian, turns out. That's great. That's fine. I looked up the perfect tuna salad. I'm always looking up the perfect. Like, I put the perfect and then whatever I want to cook.
Yeah.
Just to see what people's perfects are. And I made a hell of a tuna salad out of that. And you won't even let me to the next 100 searches here, but I imagine they're pretty exciting and entertaining.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing like the tabs, though, let me tell you. All right, we're going to go quickly into some of the songs of the week before we get out of here. We've got about a half hour left. But first, I just want to play a little bit here from, you know, 92 used to play these old champ bits back in the day about a former wrestler.
Right.
I don't know if you remember them or not, but I just want to share one of them just because I think they're super entertaining and maybe there's something we can do in the future too.
Cool.
This is the Champ 4, I believe. So let's take a listen, and then we'll play a little more music after this. Stick around.
Hey, everybody, it's me, the Champ. I've been talking a lot about golf because I love golf. Just love to get out there and whack the ball and take a nice ride or a walk through the woods. That's what people say. Yeah, it's a nice walk through the woods, and usually when I'm hooking, there I'm usually walking through the woods. So I'm going to tee off with the ladies, the PGA, the LPGA, all the professional ladies had come into town, and the Champ was a guest sports speaker there. So I decided to go to the pro shop and pick up a new pair of pants and get the whole wardrobe set up. But I told Knuckles, whatever you do, do not tell the ladies that, you know, I've got the new gear on. But you know, Knuckles, he's as stupid as a post. I'm walking around, I come into the building, he's talking to three lady pros that I'm supposed to be teeing off with in the celebrity pro-am, and I could hear him. He said, hey, gals, look, here comes the Champ coming in his new golf pants. I said, pardon? He said, I just told the ladies you're coming in your new golf pants. Well, lose it, snap. Unbelievable. I head fake him with a tight list, the long ball. He's reading the fine print on it to see if it was a 90 or 100 compression, and here comes the 180 compression right hand. I had my golf glove on the left, gave him a couple of quick uppercuts with that, down on the ground, uppercut again, and a cleat to the chest. They were tonics, I believe. Got to get all the plugs in, just in case any of the people are out there and want to send me some free crap. I said, how's that, pal? Does that look like I was coming in my new golf pants enough for you? Ever since I've been the Champ. For...
Hey!
Mine.
that's what I want.
Stop, drive, shut them down, open up shop singing. Oh, no, that's a rough rider's roll. I'm going down, down, baby, your street in a Range Rover, street sweeper, baby, cock ready to let it go. Shimmy, shimmy, cocoa wood, listen to the plan. Light it up and take a puff, pass it to me now, I got that wood grain. With the leather seats, I got the window so dark, you need a flashlight to see me.
smoking on that Doja. Four of my buddies in the back screaming, no limit soldiers. One, two, three into the four. Snoop Doggy Doggy, Dr. Dre is at the door, ready to make an entrance on back on up. Cause you know we about to rip stuff up. Give it a microphone first so I can bust it like a bubble. LA and Nashville together, man, you know you in trouble. It ain't nothing but a G thing, baby. Young locked out people so crazy. Remember walking you from school at home, it's hey, man. But I ain't tripping cause I know I'm there. Girl, you be my lady, you probably have my babies. I know it sounds crazy, but thugs need love. If you real girl, save me. Wake up, wake up, wake up. It's the first of the month. Get up, get up, get up. Catch some chicks and get up. Wake up, wake up, wake up. It's the first of the month. Get up, get up, get up. Everybody saying, give me two pairs. Cause I need two pairs. So I can get the stomping in my Air Force Ones. Get the stomping in my Air Force Ones. Saying, go 45 and two zigzags. Baby, that's all we need. Yeah, we can go to the park after dawn. We can smoke that tumbleweed. Have some marijuana burn. We can take our turns singing them dirty rap songs. You stop at the bar line, ching ching chong, selling tips from here to Hong Kong. So roll, roll, roll my joint. Pick out the seeds and stems. Feeling high yourself, flying through Palmdale, skating on dead rims. So roll, roll. 83 Cadillac Coupe de Ville. Yeah, my tapes and my CDs just don't sell. I bet my caddy will. I wanna be a baller, a shot caller, 20 inch beds on my Impala. Caller getting paid tonight. Swish a roll tie, got spray, but I can hit the highway. Making money the flyway. But there's got to be a better way. Better way, better way. Boys and girls wanna hear a true story. Saturday night, I was at this real wild party. They had a nigga overflowing the cup. About 5-6 strippers trying to work for a buck. And I took one girl outside with me. Her name's Mariah. She went to junior high with me. I said, why you up in there dancing for cash? I guess a whole lot changed since I seen you last. She said, what would you do if your son was at home? Crying all alone on the bedroom floor and he's hungry. And the only way to feed him is to sleep with a man for a little bit of money. And his dad is gone. So we're smoking rock now, in and out of lockdown. I ain't got a job now. Just for you, this is just a good time. But for me, this is what I call life. Yeah.
Yeah. on Sunday's evening. On a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns staring out the window at the darkness. The boredom overtook us, and he began to speak. He said, son, I made my life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice. So I ended him by my and he drank down my last swallow. Then he put a cigarette.
Yo. These songs are wild, dude.
It has no business being this hard.
No, man. You think the gambler himself would be proud of this song? This mashup?
I think he'd get a kick out of it.
Yeah?
I think he'd get a kick out of it. Kenny Rogers, he had a little humorous bone in him. I'm sure he can entertain the idea. I'm sure he wasn't like old...
curmudgeon?
Yeah, curmudgeon, exactly. That's exactly the word that I read this morning.
There was be this teacher when I went to school in St. Malo. There used to be this teacher, I think he was like the grade 9 teacher or grade 8 or whatever, and he looked exactly like Kenny Rogers.
Yeah.
Yeah, to the point where actually he had a picture of him in his classroom like above the doorway to get out of his classroom. And yeah, he liked to like
He knew it, obviously. Yeah. And he played to it. He leaned towards it, right?
And he was like an older guy at that time. So this was like, man, like almost 20, damn near 25 years ago.
So he's still alive.
I hope anyways. And if he is, he's probably not in the best shape, you know?
It wasn't very hard to look like Kenny Rogers, to be honest. You just got to grow everything out a little bit and just look white as hell.
Old, white hair.
Yeah. Santa Claus-ish,
yeah.
That's all. Just really go for that.
But this old guy... he could play volleyball, man.
What?
There is this crazy thing where, like, when he would serve, it almost looked like he, like, levitated for a couple seconds when he would serve. He would throw it up high, and then he would leap for it, and then it would look like he was up there for a few seconds.
Yeah,
it was
stopped like, in the air a little bit?
Yeah.
And then smacked it down hard?
He was like the John Morrison of his time, man.
I don't know if that's used correctly.
Time just stays still when he's up in the air.
Okay, I got you. I hope he's all right. I hope he's doing well. He could be on the old volleyball circuit right now.
He's dead.
Know it. Oh. Anyways, this has been the Missing Wheel of Music. You're listening to CKUW. I'm Jess. He's Tone. Mm. We just heard a few tracks from the week. The last one was I'm Still Standing by Elton John. That song stuck in my head from the Sing movie, of course. Yep. But you know what? I need to give Elton John his flowers. You know, he actually has... he's actually pretty incredible. He has a lot of great tracks out there.
He does.
I need to listen to him a little more, actually, I think, to be honest. He's impressive.
One of my favorites of his is Daniel.
That's a song?
Yeah. Elton John Daniel.
I don't know if I've... Yeah, well, I'll have to listen to that one.
Yeah.
It's probably a song I've heard and I don't even know about.
Oh, yeah. Once you hear it, you're like, okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is him, too. You know what I mean? That's exactly what I... With Still Standing, too. I was like, oh, this is Elton John? Oh, okay.
Honestly,
just adds to his long list.
When that song was playing there, I was like, this sounds like it should be an Elton John song. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then when you said it was Elton John, I was like, oh, yes.
Of course. Yeah. No, he's got a lot of great tracks. We also heard Austin Williams with 90s Mashup. Mm. That is a song I came across while I was looking up for Country EDM, actually, last week.
Nice.
Just kind of the opposite, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
We also heard from Riley Green, I believe is his name. Yeah, with Change My Mind.
That's the...
The country tune.
I was going to play a track there from Justin Timberlake, but...
from the Trolls movie. Sorry, I'm stuck in...
Yeah, you're like in full daddy mode right now, man. Riley Green unfortunately isn't in one of those isn't in Shrek or anything like that.
No, it's too bad.
But his one of his new albums that he released or the ones I was talking about previously.
Yeah. It's from that album?
Yeah, it's one of my favorite songs from that
Riley
one.
Riley Green. First time I heard the guy. Yeah. Is he new? You new on the scene?
Newish. Yeah.
Mm. I'm just an old curmudgeon when it comes to country music, dude, I guess. Yeah. Bring back Kenny Rogers.
Where's Hank Williams Senior?
Thank you. Senior. And his daddy. Just old one. And then Cross the Street by Junior Varsity is a little track that I came across on my phone. My Instagram has just been hitting me with, like, songs I should be like suggesting songs all the time.
Yeah.
Before, I never used to do that a whole lot, but I've clicked one or two in like the last couple weeks, and now it's like, well, you like this song now. Well, you like this song too. You like this song too. And it's just like,
your algorithm I
like
got
it.
You, man.
I like it, but I don't like it. Yeah. Because some it's hit and miss, you know? Yeah. But that is that's a cute little track.
Dun, dun, have dun, you dun, got dun, have dun, you gotten dun, to the rest dun, of their catalog at
No,
all,
actually I haven't. Which is something I like to do when I add just single songs to a playlist.
Yeah.
At times I'll just go back and see what their other like five top most popular songs are, just to see what they're like, right?
Yeah.
So that's another thing I'll have to do with Junior Varsity. Nice. Sometimes I think a man of my age shouldn't be listening to do you ever hear a song you're like, I shouldn't like this song because it's past my, I'm not young enough.
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Like sometimes when I like that Sabrina Carpenter, like when I have her in my searches there,
yeah.
When I listen to her songs, and I feel like, am I trying to listen to her because I'm trying to remain young, or am I just, or is it because I genuinely like dig the song that I'm listening to?
Right, exactly.
Like the one that of course is like her big hit is called Please Please Please.
Okay,
and that one I thoroughly enjoy that one. I think it's actually a pretty good track. I haven't like gone through her whole albums or anything like that. It was just something that you would hear on like top tens or whatever, right?
Right.
And another one is Tate McRae. Like Tate McRae, actually, when I was on my way here, I'm on my SiriusXM, there's a station on there called Hot Hits. I'll play every now and then, and there was a song on there from Tate McRae, and I was like, I don't mind this one, you know, and yeah. But these girls are now at like their age where I'm like, I could be their dad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, I mean, I kind of battle that in my head a little bit once in a while when I come across new music. And it's a new 21-year-old fresh on the scene. Music is music.
Yeah.
I mean, it's universal. I mean, you either like it or you don't. But, I mean, there's a part of me which is like, if someone's seen me lip syncing this in a McDonald's and now it's a 14-year-old girl like watching and she knows the lyrics and I know the lyrics, is that a weird thing? I don't even really know.
And also, like, especially with Tate McRae, because she's like wears like very little clothing, and it's like, and she's like really young, and now I'm at that age. I'm like, should I even be like looking at her? You know what I mean?
Right.
Not only because I'm also a married man, but also just as I'm not 25 anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Exactly. I'm a 36-year-old father, husband, and yet you have these like barely dressed, like barely legal. You know what I mean? Girls, really? And it's just kind of like, I probably shouldn't be, you know what I mean? Like these girls look like they should like fresh out of high school, and I feel like an old perv.
Well,
you know what I mean?
You are. Anyways, let's end the show. more on picking our brains a little bit. In a couple weeks, we'll be back.
Yep.
Enjoy the rest of the day, rest of the week. And you got Neon Beige coming up next. Don't see those boys in-house, but hopefully they have something a little queued up. Thank you very much for listening and enjoying. And I'm going to keep the Garth Brooks EDM going.
Good, good.
This is Garth Brooks with Thunder Rolls.
Hey.
It's a little remix version of
it. Cool.
Thanks everyone for joining us, and peace.
We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Peace.
Three 30 in the morning, not a soul in sight. City's looking like a ghost town on the moon of summer night. Raindrops on the windshield, there's a storm moving in. He's heading back from somewhere that he never should have been. And the thunder rolls, and the thunder rolls. Every light is burning in a house across town. She's pacing by the telephone in her faded flannel gown. Asking for a miracle, hoping she's not arrived. Praying it's the weather that has kept him out all night. And the thunder rolls. The thunder rolls and the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold on a sleepless night. As storm goes on out of control, deep in her heart, the thunder rolls.